A fourth tool used in communicating difficult information is that of comparing and contrasting. Texts use this tool to bring complicated material into focus by offering an opposing picture or one that is similar. Such devices are invaluable in grasping concepts that do not conjure a picture in your mind. Gravity, for example, is not something that can be readily pictured. It's not a tangible, touchable object that can be described. Through comparison, a text relates a concept to one that has been previously defined, or to one a reader may readily understand. Through contrast, the text concentrates on the differences and distinctions between the two ideas. By focusing on distinguishing features, these ideas become clearer as one idea is held up against another. A final tool that texts employ to communicate is that of cause-effect relationships. This device is best defined in the context of science, where it is the fundamental quest of most scientific research. Science begins with the observation of the effect, what is happening. The next step is to conduct research into the cause, why is it snowing? Detailing this cause-effect relationship is often the essence of scientific and technical writing. Cause-effect relationships may be written in many ways. The effect may be stated first, followed by the cause. An effect may be the result of several connected causes, a causal chain. And a cause may have numerous effects. In your reading, it is vital that you recognize this relationship and its significance. More than any other type of writing, highly specialized technical writing must be read with a plan. You can't approach your reading assignment merely with the goal of completing it. Such mindless reading will leave you confused and frustrated, drowning in a quagmire of theory, concepts, terms, and examples. Your plan should incorporate the following guidelines. 1. Learn the terms that are essential to understanding the concepts presented. Knowing the precise definitions that the author uses will enable you to follow his chain of thought through the text. 2. Determine the structure or organization of the text. Most chapters have a definite pattern that forms the skeleton of the material. A book may begin.